This is Gringlish podcast number 24, night special. Let's get into it. So, a bit of a short one today. I'm going to keep these podcasts a bit shorter. I've taken a bit of a break, unwillingly, from videos and so on. And I'm back, and it feels good to be back. I'm being a bit healthier. Not being a bit healthier. I am healthier. I've been ill, as I have unfortunately not stopped talking about. I hate being sick. I don't know who likes being sick, but I don't like it very much. And just, you know, it sucks because you can't pump out content. You can't work, you can't exercise. But I am back. And I have a few malakias to go through. You know, that's what we like to do here. We like to talk malakias. We like to research some random facts about history. And we like to give a bit of nonsensical, unqualified and unsolicited advice. So let's start with the unsolicited advice. I've always enjoyed the mentoring process. When I was 15 something, I got my first mentor. I have another mentor, I have two mentors, and they have been like fathers to me. They like changed my life for sure, for sure-ski. I'm very grateful to them, Rowan and Jared. Cool enough, I'm able to return the favor and mentor other people. So I've always enjoyed the process of learning and talking and teaching others while I learn. I'm not trying to pretend to be an expert. All I'm saying is, oh, I just learned something. Maybe this can help you too. So that's kind of the position I come from, not from a position of being an expert. I've done what I've done. If you want to know what I've done, Google it or look around this page, etc. But I enjoy the process of learning. So let's talk about that. It has definitely been a process this year. It is the 1st of July that I'm recording this. And it's always a shock when you realize half the year's gone already. What the fuck? What have I done for 6 months? And that's definitely how I feel. What can I tell you? I don't feel like I've done that much in the last 6 months. I have bought an apartment. I've reasonably renovated it. Not a whole renovation, but a reasonable renovation. But honestly, other than that, I have done fuck all. My health is in shambles. I have quit smoking. I've quit drinking. Not that I had a drinking problem or a smoking problem, but because I got sick. So I guess that's an achievement. But yeah, definitely haven't done the stuff I've wanted to do. But one of my, probably my third biggest mentor in my life gave me a good shakedown yesterday. My mother, she just said, because I was there complaining like a little girl, a little boy, about how my stomach hurts because I have basically eviscerated my stomach lining from a mixture of poor life choices and trying to be an ultra athlete. Just complaining and not working. She said, just shut the fuck up. Be disciplined. That's what you do. Remember, Mr. Fucking Discipline. Be disciplined and get back to work. What do, George? You work and you come back from fucking zero. You can come back from this. That kind of sobered me up. it's weird. You know, you try and find, I always try and think like, when you're growing out of a phase or you're trying to grow into another phase, you're trying to change stuff in your life, it's almost like your software, your mentality, like your software in your head, in your life, needs an update. You need a software update. I knew that I was due for a software update mid-year last year. And I made life choices, I had life changes. I'm here in Greece, after all. I've settled down reasonably. But I still needed, the update wasn't complete. I marched across Greece, to try and change your, a quarter life crisis, right? As a quarter, in part of my quarter life crisis, I wanted to do something different, give back something. I wanted a challenge. Another challenge was just settling down, buying an apartment, even finding my place in this fucking crazy city and world. This is my place, at least for now. And now the challenge isn't complete. I'm in poor health. And the next part of the challenge is to kill that old me. And you hear a lot of that, I think, in self-development and other YouTube bros on the interweb. Killing your old self. And it's like, it's talked about a lot in philosophy, I guess, and I'm no philosopher, but I think a lot of it is, the metaphor of killing your old self. It's a good point. You know, there's a lot of habits that I would like to get rid of. And I am in the process of doing that. Not by choice, a lot of it. I smoked on and off casually. In Greece, the people who smoke the most in the EU, it's part of the culture. And I always said, as a joke to my friends, poverty is not culture. Ill health is not culture. Crime is not culture. Smoking is not culture. That's just uneducated. And I am uneducated in that regard. I am a fool. But I have stopped smoking for like 3-4 months now. A lot of the habits that I had when I was in poverty, I wasn't ridiculously poor, but I did not have any money. You need to change that up when things get slightly better. I think that part of me that kind of said, fuck it. Just drink, smoke, eat shit on the weekend, fuck it. That's dying. And I miss him. I do. I don't want to say goodbye to him. I like that guy. He's fun. But my health, it just can't put up with him. Which is a gift and a curse, A gift, it's a blessing, to be honest. I've got to get rid of those bad habits. I've got to get rid of that old guy. I'm sure I could do it. I could enjoy myself drinking and eating some, bad foods in the future. However, over the next 6 months, it is not an option whatsoever. 0%. Non-negotiable. And it needs to be done in a healthier way in the future. I can't just binge eat and binge smoke and binge drink or whatever the fuck. I need to be a bit more mature, which sucks. Because I didn't make the decision. My health made the decision. Or maybe I did by doing the March Across Greece and fucking my life up. I knew it would be a challenge, but I didn't know it would take 8 months to get over it. I'm not even over it, so it'd take a year probably. But I realized my recent strategy that has kind of got me out of the hole is everyone's always talking about, you got to lock in. You got to lock in. You got to grind and lock in. No, that's wrong. You lock the fuck out. Lock out. Stop thinking. Stop focusing. Just completely lock out and just do exactly what you write down on a piece of paper. If you write down, go to the gym, just go to the gym. Don't think about it. Just shut that stupid voice in your head up. Lock the fuck out and go. That's what I did when I marched across Greece, 1,200 kilometers. You think, oh, you had a lot of time to think. I was thinking about nothing for a lot of it. Nothing went through my head. I was locked the fuck out. I was glassing, dude. I'm gone. When I go for runs now, like getting back into my routine, what works for me is just locking the fuck out. No focus, completely mindless. Nothing going through this fat head. Zero. Lock out. When I'm working, trying to get back into work, lock out, dude. Stop thinking, because you'll overthink. Just lock out. And maybe once you get back into the swing of things, then you can lock back in. Oh, shit, what's happening? Then you can lock in. But you got to lock out. Lock out, dude. Lock out is the best advice I can give. Once you are on the railroad tracks that you should be heading in, just lock out. Lock out for like, I don't know, a month or two. And then you're like, holy shit, I've just done these good habits for like 60 days. Okay, how can I improve that more? Then you can start thinking. But until then, lock out, dude. Just do the five things. For me right now, go to the gym every day at 8 a.m. in the morning. Go for a run every second day, 5 kilometers around the Acropolis. Make 2 videos a day and run my business, e-commerce brokers. That's it. I wrote it down. I'm doing that. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not trying to improve it. I'm just doing that. Nothing else. I'm locked the fuck out and it's working. Okay. Anyway, so that's my that's my advice. Let's get into some hilarious Instagram posts. Okay. You know I've always loved real estate agents. Anyone who follows me on Instagram, at George Bulos Official, or my Greek alter ego, what's his name? Yorgos Moulos. You know I like having fun and teasing and poking fun at real estate agents. Because I'm a real estate agent, but for online businesses, basically, right? So I'm the same as them, just with something completely different. So it's this weird relationship I have with them, I'll admit. But, you know, you got to love to hate them because it's hard to sell your house or apartment or property without a real estate agent. It's the same way it's hard to sell an online business without the best online business broker. So, I found this real estate agent in Cyprus, okay? Now, I think he is the fucking man because I love old Greek men who don't really give a fuck anymore. The amount of not give a fuck that Greek men, all old people, but especially old people from the Mediterranean, they don't give a fuck. You ever see an old Greek lady in a car? When she almost runs you over, it's not because of this or that. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Just get the fuck out of the way. She's not going to sit there. And if you yell at her, she'll go like this. And she just drives away. She doesn't care. Anyway, so this is old Greek Cypriot dude, right? And he's obviously got some young whippersnapper doing his socials. So let's look at this.
Place, then you are in the right place. I have for sale this land in Lithrondas, about 6,000.
I love that. I love that there's no editing except for the subtitles. I love that he's not being fancy. You see, my friend, as you've probably seen from previous videos on my Instagram, Alex Kiditsis. He's a very successful real estate agent in Dubai. Real estate is hot in Dubai. And they're all fancy. And I see a lot of ads, not from Alex's company, but of these super attractive Russian women. And they're in this $5 gazillion dollar apartment saying, this is the new five-star, blah, blah, blah. And it's all sexy and everything. Nah. This. Zero fanciness and bullshit. Just straight up the agent and he's on the land.
170 square.
Monotone, just reading something, a sheet of paper behind.
With olive trees.
Looking into your soul, Malaka. That is 500 meters. I love this guy.
Growing. Far from the noise and pollution. Clean air.
I love that I can see his eyes. Just reading the harti behind the camera. And there is no pollution and no VAT.
Quiet place. Great for farming or relaxing. Make your Nestland or Eco project.
Nestland? That's not a word.
Grow your own food. Please have a look.
Mind you, okay? I'm no expert, right? But I know for reasonably, to some accuracy, most farmland you can't just build on. And you can't just plant all of whatever the hell you want there. It's a lot of regulations, but he's an agent. And I love the fairy music at the end. Why is there Harry Potter music?
Do you want peace and quiet place? Then you are...
Do you want peace and quiet place? I love this guy. I like how he's a bit more confident in other videos. Alright, I can't hear Cypriot.
Do you want to buy land in the quiet green residential area, then you are in the right place.
That's what I think that's what my Greek sounds like. When I speak Greek, this is how I say
it. I have this amazing land in Mosfiloti.
Ελάτε, amazing land. Σιγά, it's a χωράφι.
About 6,475 square meters. Please have a look.
That's not amazing. People in the comments are the best. How much for this land, compadre? Just gives his telephone. My man. The thing is, this is the lesson in life. Just be yourself, Malaga. Even if you're a bit of a, you're a bit, you know, you're a bit, it's okay. People will like you for being you. I bet you, $1 million. Sigara. I bet you $1 million. This guy, Stavrinos Estate, makes more money as a real estate agent than like 90% of Dubai real estate agents. Okay? Because people know him. He's the guy. He's Stavrinos there. He's just himself.
Close to the beach, I have this amazing land, about 10,374 square meters residential land near to the beach. That is in Nea Dimata village. Please have a look.
I love his routine. That is a pretty nice piece of land. 800, that, get the, too much. He just says his thing. Too close, beach close to the land, 10,300 square meters. Thank you. And then we just start. No support, bro. I love this guy. So, if you... Oh, 92,000. He really hit it on this one.
I have for sale this old house, stone house, in Mudulas, with a fantastic view. 74 square meters, built in 400 square meters land. Please enjoy it.
Oh, this is hilarious. You can hear the camera guy who's behind all this production. Someone said in the comments, did the cameraman make it out alive?
Very nice veranda with a fantastic view. One big room.
The poor cameraman is dying in the back. Okay. Anyway, that's Stavrinos Estate on Instagram. Go and follow them. If you're looking to buy a property in Cyprus, I don't know this guy whatsoever, but maybe you want to buy from him. So there's that guy. My friend who sent me Stavrinos also sent me this guy from Australia, which I haven't yet seen. 11,000 for a real estate agent. It's not too bad, huh? Followers.
Jesse and Lucas, all the very best for the next 100 episodes. Thank you for having me a part of the journey. And remember the name, Justin Merendino's not far away. Wish.
What? Is he doing a character?
Hello, folks. Justin Merendino here, direct from the office. I'm absolutely overjoyed. The postman here.
Hello everyone, Justin Merendino. I'm ever so proud to tell you my latest listing here, Odin Road, Innaloo. Check real estate.
Hi everyone, Paul here from Tommy's Garden Place.
Hello and good afternoon everybody. I have the absolute pleasure today to have passed through on Main Street, Osborne.
it feels like a 26-year-old guy stuck in the body, an accent of, no, it looks like a 74-year-old man, Italian immigrant father who left World War II Italy in the body of a 26-year-old, but still dresses like a 74-year-old. Now, Malacca, he probably sells property. He looks like he's killing the game in Perth, Western Australia. And they love him. This guy's killing it.
Hello, everybody. I hope you
have love this guy. Hello, everybody. Remember the name, Justin Meridino. He's not far away. What? Jesus Christ. This guy's got a voice of a fucking rat pack. Should be in Las Vegas.
Good afternoon, everybody.
He actually operates his body like a 74-year-old Italian man, which I appreciate. We need more people with like this.
Justin Mirandino here, direct from his office. The postman's just been, and look what he brought me. I've got
where did
my
he pull
own
that from?
Sign, any appraisal on any street.
Hello, folks, and welcome to...
I love that he is really dressed like Don Rickles and Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
This is absolutely impeccable. Hotel-style living, apartment, two-bed...
That's the thing, dude. All you need to do is find your people and double down. It's the same thing with Stavrinos. Just... He's probably selling to Italians. He's probably selling Italian houses to other Italian people, and he's just doing the... He's Justin Merendino. He's the man. Why? You only need like 1,000 people in your life, your whole life, and you can make bank and have a fucking fantastic life, okay? And you just need to be you. If you are a 74-year-old man, Italian immigrant man, stuck in the body of a 26-year-old real estate agent, you can find your people. You can find your tribe and kill the game. This guy's probably raking it in, again, making more money than real estate agents, most real estate agents, in Dubai. And don't forget, Justin Merendino is not far away. He's not far away! That's not a threat!
Bedroom, two bathroom. I'm over the moon to present it to you all with a...
I love this guy. So Justin Merendino, great submission from my friend. I love real estate agents. I love them. I love them. And Justin Merendino is, I think, my favorite. You know what? Let's create a list, okay, of real estate agents. So far, Justin Merendino is the fucking man. Merendino. Justin Merendino, if you need to buy property in Perth, Western Australia, Justin Merendino is not far away. If you want to buy, he's number one on our list. Real estate agents-wise, he's the fucking man. Number one. Number two is Stavrinos Estate. And we'll see. Let's keep this as an ongoing thing. You know I love to roast real estate agents, but right now it's all in love. I love these guys. I don't want to make everything like a life lesson to myself, but like you see someone like this, he's raking in the followers, raking in the views. And when you have a listing to sell a property, you need eyeballs on your listing. And he's getting that by being himself. Being Justin Merendino. It's not far away, my lager. So, yeah. So, Justin Merendino is number one. What else do we got here? Let's work through this, huh? Okay, let's talk a bit about history. Now, we had a little submission about Prince's Island. Prince's Island. Let's take a look. Justin Merendino, not far away. I'm going to see. Merendino's stuck in my head now. Merendino. What's up? He didn't say what's up. What did he say? It's in my head, Malacca.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. He's the fucking man. And his name's Justin Merendino Ray White. There you go. Oh, no, Instagram. The fucking man. So, let's look at the Prince's Islands. Island of the Princes, Principonicia. It's later named Adalar. So, it's a couple of islands near Constantinople. It's an archipelago in the Sea of Marmara, named after the Marmara that came from there. But let's talk about it. Let's research. I haven't researched this too much. Several references to the island in the Greek period, Middle Byzantine period, the Monesi. History. All right, let's get to it. After 1453, members of the Ottoman Sultan's family were exiled there too. What? Oh. The Ottoman fleet captured it after Constantinople. During the 1970s, it became a popular resort for Istanbul's wealthy. And Victorian-era cottages and houses are still preserved on the largest of the Prince's Island. Pretty cool. There were 5,500 Greeks there. I wonder what happened to them. 533 Armenians. I wonder what happened to them. The Halki Seminary, formerly the Theological School of Halki, was founded in 1844, second largest of the Prince's Islands in the Sea of Marmara, main school of theology of the Eastern Orthodox Church's Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. Under the Turkish Parliament enacted a law banning private high, until the Turkish Parliament enacted a law banning private high education institutions. Surprise, surprise. The theological school, the theological school is located on the top of the hill. Whoa! Byzantine era, wow. In 1912, the island had a population of 10,000 Greeks and 670 Turks. Look at this. What? What? Principo, Greek Orthodox orphanage in Bouyoukada, the largest wooden building in Europe and second largest in the world. What the fuck? This is amazing. What the hell is going on? Turkish stuff. Ooh, Halki Seminary. Turkish. Let's look into this. The Principo Greek Orphanage, also known as Principo Rum, I don't know how to do a Turkish accent or read Turkish. Principo Rum Yetimhanesi in Turkish. 20,000 square meter wooden building on Bouyoukada, one of the princes off the coast of. This is crazy. Largest wooden building in Europe and second largest in the world. What the fuck? Is it? It was designed and constructed in 1898 by French Ottoman architects as a luxury hotel and casino called the Principal Palace for the Compagnie Internationale des Wagons Lys, the European passenger train company that operated the Orient Express. It was sold in 1903, however, when Sultan Abdul Hamid II would not issue a permit for its operation, and subsequently bought by the wife of a prominent Greek banker who donated to the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, which operated as an orphanage. However, in 1964, during heightened tension on the Cyprus issue, the persecution against the local Greek population by the state authorities and orphanage was forcibly closed. And in 1997, the property was seized by the Turkish state. During its operation, during its history, the orphanage has catered to the needs of 5,800 orphans. So it was owned by a Greek lady and then just taken from her. What kind of an institution would do that? Just take land off Greek people and not respect international land law. Damn, look at all these Greek kids, huh? Was it an orphanage for Greeks only, or? Wow, it's really big there. Well, that is crazy. Halki Seminary. Is it still? No. So this seminary was the main school of theology of the Eastern Orthodox Church until Turkish Parliament enacted law prohibiting the theological school is located at the top of the hill. Premises of the school continued to be maintained as by the monastery and are used to host conferences. It is possible to visit the island where it is located via boat. Anyway, that's all from me today. It's been a wild ride. I hope we've learned something. I definitely have. Anyway, I'll see you in the next podcast. Arrivederci.